But Book of Eli is, do you guys do the, like, just it, the pod has started?
Oh, it's a, I started recording.
Oh, like to just coast into it.
We buy a ticket for the Book of Eli, but I'd sneak in and watch the Book of Tommy.
Thank you, Charlie.
You ever
good
do
man.
That? You ever buy a ticket for something and then sneak into another movie? Like,
oh,
a
yeah.
Dirty little bitch.
Many
it's
times,
funny to do that now. Like, I've never done it as an adult. Well, I guess if it was sold out, maybe you could, but then you'd be standing.
That you'd stand in the back like, oh, I really got one over on them.
My mom like told me, I saw Gladiator with my sister. She was barely legal. She was 18.
So older than Maria.
Yeah, that's what barely yeah, legal means.
Older than my girlfriend. And,
when yeah. you watch that porn, it's just a video of a 17-year-old watching an R-rated movie. Yeah.
I have a theory on this, by the way. I think if you're if you're a kid who's poor, it should be legal to go see R-rated movies. You should get some through. You know, rich kids get to ride ponies and stuff. We should get trash shit. Like, you should be able to smoke cigarettes when you're 11. And
yeah.
And you should be able to see R-rated movies at any age.
I bet they wish they could do that. Just be like, oh, guys, kill yourselves. Just, yeah, keep smoking 11.
Yeah, that's
this is what the government, that's like
probably why smoking is legal at 16. They're probably just like, yeah, fuck you. Kill yeah. yourself.
You can, it's smoking's legal at 11, but only Newports. You got to wait.
Or Marlboro Reds, whatever yeah, the worst shit is.
Nothing wrong with Marlboro Reds. Come on.
I bet they're just like, you know, they're rough. You know.
Oh, rough stuff.
They're
yeah.
cowboy shit.
Yeah, that's what people always say. Like, cowboy killers, huh? Like, there's cigarettes. It's not like.
Do people really yeah, say that?
I think yeah. people who smoke Marlboro Reds say that.
The theory is that the dude, the cowboy in the commercial died from smoking their cigarettes
yeah.
that he was promoting.
That's like if I was drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade, I was like, oh, renegade juice.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's like, that's a real thing. It's like if you have cigarettes, someone tries to bum one, like a lot of times it's like, oh, Reds, I can't do that. And
yeah.
It's like, but they act like Camel Blues are like the safe alternative.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, no, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
This is
you know.
The filtered water of cigarettes. Yeah. Fuck, what were we just talking about?
I had one where.
Oh, the rated R movies.
Yeah, my
yeah.
brother and I went to see Jeremy Piven in The Goods. Live Hard, Sell Hard.
Oh,
you
shit.
You remember that movie?
I remember it. That was yeah.
Wait, that came out way.
Written
like,
by
you must have been
Neil
of
Brennan.
I was of age. My brother is 8 years younger than me.
Or directed.
Yeah, yeah,
Brennan.
Neil Brennan. So we go to see it, and the lady at the counter goes, you wait. Can go see it, but he can't. He's
your
not old enough.
8 years younger than you?
Yeah, yeah, he's in high school.
So
Sean
you brought McNamara. A 10-year-old to this movie?
Yeah, whenever it came out.
Should.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know if you
care. It doesn't matter. So then she's like, well, you can go, but you can't. And then, like, me and him kind of, like, huddled up.
Wait, that doesn't...
Like a penguin with its
because
baby?
Because you...
Sorry.
Like, he stood on your feet
sorry.
And you walked in.
Your mom said... Or the
it was just me
vendor.
And him. The
so the
ticket person said
but
that.
I thought if you were with someone who was it has to be a parent.
The person has to be 21.
Legal guardian.
That's fucking stupid.
Which yeah. she might have made up on the spot.
That's really stupid. Because it's like, what...
What changes
what
between
content.
17 and 21?
Yeah.
So wait, listen to what we got away with, though. So then I was like, all right, I'll just buy one ticket then. And I bought the one ticket, and then we walked down the hall. Then I gave him my debit card. He walked back to the counter just holding a debit card in his hand like a 10-year-old and was like, can I get a ticket to whatever PG
yeah,
movie?
Yeah.
He just hands you the debit card. And they didn't question it.
I was hoping they just thought that the debit card was all they needed to like verify. He's like, hello, adults here.
That's Eli Uden.
Oh, so you
want a
beer?
Hello, yeah.
I should introduce you. That is Eli Uden.
It's me.
Charlie, you want to say something?
Eli Uden, the cowboy killer.
The cowboy killer. I was thinking about using a new nickname on this podcast.
What do we got?
Tommy.
So wait,
oh, wait
a
shit. I think it's pretty hot.
No, wait,
no,
yeah, people are calling you New Tommy.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Go,
the names are everywhere. New Tommy, Better Tommy.
Wait a second.
Stronger Tommy.
Yeah,
it's like a hot Tommy.
Physically larger Tommy.
Funny can Tommy. That one's fucked up, I think.
I like Hot Tommy the best.
Hot Tommy.
It's
instead
like
of
hot
toddy.
It's a drink. Yeah.
Hot toddy.
Tommy just
Charlie Rohrer right there.
Tommy just smashed a glass. You guys couldn't pick it up, but he did.
That's how weak I am. Yeah.
I remember my like R-rated movie thing that I remember was the first R-rated movie I ever snuck into. I don't remember what I bought a ticket to, but it was Blade Trinity.
Oh, shit.
Ooh,
that's a good teen movie.
What?
That's a good teen movie.
Yeah, it was Ryan Reynolds just like shredded, like the most shredded Ryan Reynolds
yeah,
ever been. And then
he
calls someone a thunder cunt in it.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, oh, I think my money's worth out of this R-movie.
I don't think I've seen Blade Trinity.
Have you seen, what's your R-rated?
Blade.
What, my first ever?
Do you remember your first one?
Oh, I never snuck into anything. I was a good boy.
You would.
I still am a good boy. Like I was like,
you're a good boy.
I was like 16 and a half too. I was not like I wasn't a rebel.
You were so close.
Almost.
You were like sneaking into G movies when your exactly. friends were going to the R movies.
Well, I thought those were movies that only G's could watch.
That's why Are We There Yet is rated G for Ice Cube.
Yeah, Friday and Are We There Yet. All those movies have the same rating.
No, there's G for Gangster, there's PG for Pretty Gangster.
And that's Malibu's Most Wanted.
I have a couple stories of these where when I was younger, when I was probably like, whenever Gladiator came out, I can't remember. So I saw that
with
my sister. Russell Crowe. No, the character came out as gay.
Not gay?
The character Gladiator.
Yeah. You know, they used to have like some.
Are you not turned on, men?
And Joaquin Phoenix puts his thumb up. Yeah.
His butt.
All right, I'm out. Out of the riff.
you guys remember how terrible our government used to be to Australian people? Remember those Russell Crowe laws? Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
He couldn't drink in the same water because he was hammered.
They were both like the look on both their faces was like, this doesn't seem like it's gonna be good. And then yep. I said it, and you were like, it's about what we expected.
It was right on the nose. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to see Gladiator a second time. Me and my brother were like, Gladiator. I came home and I was like, Gladiator is fucking awesome. And I was all hyped up. I was probably 12, I think. And my little brother's 9. My mom was like, okay, I'll drop you off at the movie theater. There was a $2 movie theater in my town for movies that had made the circuit and they were like 4 months old or whatever. It was before they came out on video.
Those are the best theaters.
Yeah, they said that in Michigan too.
Yeah, well, because it used to take longer for movies to come out on video.
Oh,
I think,
much longer.
The second run theaters.
Yes.
Yeah. So I saw Spring Breakers in one of those in LA and it was me and my friend and like an unbelievable amount of families with like 8 kids.
Wow.
Like all
isn't it like a movie
children?
With like a lot of boobs and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, it immediately starts with someone just
my
like
mom won't
pouring
let me see
Molly
it.
Into someone's pussy.
Oh my God.
I'm still like not 18, kids. So I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in middle school right now.
Gladiator.
Oh, that's why your girlfriend's so young.
Yeah. See, people keep getting weird about that.
Child bride isn't weird if you're also a child husband.
People never talk about child husbands.
Yeah. Forget married with children. More like married as children.
Hey. Yes.
Oh.
We were merely freshmen. That's a story about me and. Anyways. So we go to see Gladiator. My mom drops us off at the theater. They're like, well, it's rated R. You have to be of age. So we go back out to the car and tell my mom, and she's like, just buy a ticket for something else and go see Gladiator. Who cares? It's a fucking $2 movie theater or whatever.
Yeah.
So then we go back in, buy tickets for the movie Frequency, which I believe was PG.
That's gotta be PG-13, right?
Maybe I was 13.
Okay.
But I think it might have been. It was one of those two. Yeah, but it's was that Joaquin Phoenix in that? Who's in
I don't
that?
Know. I have no Joaquin? Idea what Frequency is. But
you
it,
don't know Frequency?
It sounds
know
like Frequency. Ethan Hawke's in it. For
it's
sure.
Not. It's not Ethan. Okay. Hawke. It's not Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke. I'm Tom Tikar.
This one's gonna be.
Yeah, I'm gonna change my. I'm gonna do a really offensive Indian accent from now on. I'm Tom Tikar. I'm my father's son.
You'll have the time of your lives.
That's the tagline for your show.
No, it's offensive when you do it, Tommy.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
It's pretty messed up, dude.
Anyway.
Everyone out there in the reincarnation.
He's not a Jamaican man. Jamaican man? We bought tickets to the movie Frequency, and I wish I could remember who the fuck was in that. But anyways, it's a movie about... It was of age. And we got so scared as we walked towards Gladiator, we just turned and watched the entire film Frequency and loved it. Loved it.
You have 8 copies of Frequency on DVD.
Another story, when I was only 18 for this story, we bought tickets to see 40-Year-Old Virgin, and my brother was 15, and we did a thing. I had a friend who... he was a bad boy. I played soccer with him, and he was like, we didn't buy tickets. He was like, let's just walk in confidently and see what happens. So we did, and we had gone from one theater to another because we watched four movies in one day. Wow. It was really a wild day. I was such a fucking loser. How lame is that? Yeah. We saw four movies in one day, and three of them were the longest movies I've ever seen in theaters. It was one of the Harry Potter movies.
My sex tape.
That's a Snapchat. Got his ass. We need sound effects. It was Chronicles of Narnia. I want to say King Kong, which is very long. And then what's that fucking movie?
Frequency.
Not Frequency. Yeah, that fucking movie, Frequency. No, Fun with Dick and Jane. Maybe so this wasn't the same day. It was. So we walk in. It wasn't a rated R movie. It was Fun with Dick and Jane. We walk in confidently with a popcorn box. We were like, what, they're going to stop us? We just brought popcorn in? How weird is that? From a different movie theater.
Oh, my God.
But they're the same brand of movie theater. So we were like, oh, we're in. They're not going to be like.
You're in the AMC network.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. We were in an AMC theater. We were at the AMC 12. We went to the AMC 11. And, we have a thing of box. Oh, a box of popcorn. Me and my friend, who's also named Thomas, walk confidently through. We're in. I think my brother's with us. I turn behind me. He's buying a ticket to the movie. We're like, fucking loser. So then he comes in, and we're like, what movie did you buy a ticket to? And he didn't even buy it for the movie we saw. He bought it for a different movie. And he threw it away. So we were like, dude, even if they check it, he's so. He's mentally, you know, but it's still funny. No, he's just an idiot. It was so funny to me, though.
Man, these all sound like such fun misadventures with like brothers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I was an only child. I just like snuck in by myself. I was like, nice job, man.
You want to hang out later, me?
Oh, I'm pretty bad.
I'm going to go play Dungeons & Dragons later by myself.
Yeah, just one guy. I jump. All right.
You ever good been job so lonely? Because I had brothers, but, I mean, we still, there was a lot of times we were getting along, but I would, like, play, like, Yahtzee by myself. You're just like, that would have been a good one if there were people around.
I did, like, a year and a half ago, photos I felt particularly lonely because I Googled board games you can play by yourself.
Oh,
and
shit.
There are a lot out there.
Yeah.
I mean, solitaire's the main one. They just play solitaire.
And they come, you know how some board games, they have instructions. This comes with the number for the suicide hotline.
It's never a good sign for a game when it could end with e-confinement.
Yeah, just you playing Candyland by yourself. Like, who's going to win, blue or red? Either way, I'll be sad and happy.
I was at the I went to the Martin Scorsese exhibit at the Museum of Moving Images yesterday, which was, it was wonderful. Yeah. But it was funny because there's this one part that these four screens are kind of showing like different shots that he kind of echoed throughout his movies. And for some reason, one of them, it was like a way he shoots sex scenes, but there were all these kids in the thing. So there's three Asian kids in front of us, and they all just started going, ew, and covered their eyes. And my friend and I were just, like, dying laughing because there was no parent there. It was just these three Asian kids, like, ah.
so grossed out by nudity.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like, I mean, I don't know. It's like I remember seeing that it's like the sexual, like what sex is in Japan is like so ruined and like crazy that like someone needs to do it's like because I was reading, you know how on like your phone, if on your camera, like if you take a picture, like it goes like, but if your phone's on silent, it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
In Japan, they're not allowed to not make that sound because upskirt photos are just like,
it's like so really?
Such a big deal that the government was like, guys.
The phones are manufactured in a way where you cannot turn it off.
Guys, you're being too cool.
There was an upskirt scandal in my town.
Oh, yeah.
There was like a high school tutor who had a camera set up under the desk.
Wow.
What is shit. Like, how sex starved are you to be into upskirts? Like, past, like, 15?
Because, like, all you're really getting is you're getting a lot of leg, which you could very easily see on whatever. Because I've stumbled upon some of these, and they're very uncomfortable. They're not, it's not like they
stumbled upon
anything. Yeah,
sometimes I'm going through my own hard drive. And,
you know, when you're walking amongst the city being a good man, I was at the Women's March, they're just showing up skirts to people. I stumbled upon it.
I just stumbled and, you know, literally got my head up someone's skirt. That's not my fault.
But yeah, it's like he was on StumbleUpon.
And I was on StumbleUpon.com
by mistake.
Yeah.
But it's all it's like a lot of leg and like thigh, and then like it's like, but it's just like straight up vagina, and that seems weird. Like, I don't feel like we're manly men here, but like that's not like if you were, if someone like if
Charlie,
like,
what close kind your of, ears. Yeah.
if you ask somebody, you're like, what kind of porn do you like? And they'd be just like, just pictures of straight up vaginas, and you'd be like, you're the weirdest fucking person I've ever met. Just like cut, no breasts, just like straight on.
They'd be like, oh, vagina.
Medical grade.
just clinical photos.
Were you guys born out of vagina? My dad just hit me out. Isn't that fucked up? It's fucked up. It's a hard way to start your life. What's that?
I'm a V-back baby.
I'm a V-neck baby. Oh,
yeah. All the babies on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. an Italian asshole had me.
No, we got a new dog, and my dad was like, hey, you've got something in common with this dog. And I was like, what? What do you mean? He's like, you're both V-back babies. And I was like, what does that mean? He goes, you're both vaginal births after a C-section. And I was like, this is a weird, like, what?
Yeah,
why
I've never
is this
heard
the way
this
I've
term
learned
before,
this, Dad. So yeah,
I've heard of broke back, but V-back.
It's V-back weird to me that your dog had multiple different types of births. Like, yeah, you got a C-section, but then they're like, let's let her do it the natural way.
Yeah, I don't understand why that happened.
Well, the dog would have been embarrassed to tell its friends.
I noticed
they did
you
in a bathtub birth with the dog. Just put the dog in there.
He keeps posting pictures on V-back Thursday. So I know.
That's just for us. You guys can't.
Yeah. VBT. Oh, everybody VBT. Loves it.
It's V-back Twitter. Instead of black.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Instead of V-black Twitter. Which is very black Twitter.
Black
Very black Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, V-black is when that you the woman has had both a white and black baby. Cut that out.
Old Reddit.
Mark the timestamp.
Yeah. And we're back.
And we are back.
My Charlie birth was really sad. It was a Manchester by the C-section.
Oh my God. That's great. Oh my God. I like it. that's me, sassy Tom. Oh my God. You're wonderful. I just love you.
These nachos are making me thirsty.
What? Wait, what the fuck?
Are you trying to do the pretzels
doing the Seinfeld thing? Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck
it's
was
pretzels.
That?
We're going to take a journey through what I was doing.
Yeah.
Walk us through back. Step by step.
So what I was thinking was like the sassy person would be like, oh, these fries are so good. You know what I mean? Because I like,
Tommy, it's okay. You're not lost at the ball.
Tommy has curled himself up and
pretzels make me thirsty crawled into my head, so I just started saying that.
Ooh, creepy crawly into that head. Oh, I imagine you gotta block that head up.
I imagine this is Tommy's nightmare, having to explain one of his jokes.
Oh, shit.
What was the thought process there?
Charlie, do some jokes for us while we think.
Do some jokes? Okay. So.
Oh, shit.
Who here grew up with the D.A.R.E. program? I'm so
I just remembered Klimp used to have R.I.P. we used to have a joke book that we were going to read jokes out of.
She was mad you did that, by the way.
She was?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was her book.
Oh, get fucked. I'm mad she stole my car. Fuck out of here. You read jokes out of my book. This podcast goes there and doesn't apologize.
These nachos are making me thirsty.
Do you guys title these? Because I feel like that's a strong contender.
Yeah.
Do you title them?
Yeah, I've been titling. Last one was Temptation Island because we got
oh,
on
yeah,
that
you
all.
Did, yeah.
Oh yeah,
Temptation Island.
No nachos for you.
That was because you not to go back to that podcast was like the Temptation Island stuff. I totally forgot about that show, but it's also like. What if you like cheat on your wife at Temptation Island and then like that ends up the person you cheat with you get married to? You're like, how did you meet? I'm like, well, let me have you heard of Temptation Island?
How familiar are you with the Fox Network?
Do you like American Dad?
Yeah, their audiences must be so similar.
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna pinch Indian Dad about my father. Oh man. Eli, you've been doing sketch shit all day. How you feeling, man?
I'm good. I'm tired. You know, I'm loopy.
What you been up to? How you been?
You know, just hanging out, just cool, just chilling. No, I did that like sketch thing. It was like, I don't know, you show up and then do just write sketches for like 8 hours for this thing, Sketch Cram. We got to do it like a full show in one day.
Yeah.
And it's like very fun, but also you're like, it's basically the job that we all think that we want, which is like writing for SNL. And then you do it and you're like, this is hard and long and I don't. Like,
the job we all want. Male prostitute?
It is hard and long.
Do you remember when remember like in high school that was always people like, oh man, imagine being a fucking gigolo.
Dude, if I was a porn star,
dude. Yeah. Being a porn star sucks because you have to like...
Do you know from experience?
Yeah, I am one.
Yeah.
you might know me. Tom Long story. I'm the guy who like tells
a
long
fluffer.
Story. Yeah, yeah. I was a fluffer, but in the porn, like
he had to fluff himself.
Yeah,
he just fluffed the director. It wasn't related.
Yeah, yeah, it really had nothing to do with the movie.
I would mostly suck off interns. I had an internship at WeAre18.com. I was like, I thought this was for credit, and they were like coming in my face and stuff.
Do you ever see like they do some of those sometimes in the porn video? Ever see them where like they do like cut over and show like one of the kids that is like an intern there? It's just always like the weirdest. Just like every time it's been like a very overweight like Asian guy being like, just like getting fucking USC film credit,
oh
watching
God.
Like whatever, like wiping things down.
Trojans.
I feel like they're not getting credits for that. I don't know.
He's been swindled.
So you got real fucked up the other night.
Oh,
so you didn't do Sober January at all, right?
I did not.
I thought
sort
you were trying,
did.
Right?
I was like chilling out. I mean, I just got like a job. Like I'm, like it's when I was doing just like freelance like shit and not having to wake up for stuff, then it's worse. But it's like if I have like a job that
oh,
I like
here
now.
We go.
So
one of these guys is like, oh, Democrats don't have jobs so they can get drunk all the time. But that's why we didn't show up to Trump's inauguration.
You know, make America fucking drunk again. Yeah, no, it was just like, I was just like, hey, let's not go nuts.
Yeah.
And then it was fine. I don't know. You like remember stuff. It's cool.
That part's all right.
But then your tolerance, because I haven't been doing, like, haven't been drinking that much, and then your tolerance just drops.
It dips
it's
so
like,
fast.
Yeah.
I drank 3 beers on the 10th, and I was fucked up. Like, it was crazy.
The 10th?
The 10th of January. That's what. That's the end of January.
It's like burned into your mind, though. The 10th.
Oh, the 10th. It's my V for Vendetta. The 10th. The 10th of January.
Yeah. Nothing rhymes with January, right?
Very scary.
Oh, I was proven wrong.
Man, you scary.
See, Halloween should be in January.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've been saying that. Because January, man, you scary.
You scary.
Damn, you scary. There it is.
February. You also scary.
February, very scary. Well, and not to mention what else is affiliated with that month. I mean, it's pretty...
Valentine's
no,
Day?
No, white guilt.
Oh, yeah.
White guilt.
It's white guilt month.
Yeah.
I go up to every white man in February. I tell him, you fucking pay the price, you little bitch. I'm Indian. Fuck you.
You want the Indian reparations? My buddy Dan Nanen has this joke.
That's
Look
the first time
Dan
I've
Nanen.
Ever heard anyone say his name out loud. I've only ever read about
it. Is
him.
It Nanen or Nanen?
I don't know.
I say Nanen.
I think it's Nanen.
You think it's Nanen?
It's crazy.
Nanen makes
like,
more sense.
He's like, he's just like a legend in the DC scene.
Oh,
he's a
so you
DC
knew about
guy.
Him before.
I knew about him
he's
before.
He's from Bloomington.
Is he?
He didn't start comedy.
Do you,
there,
no
from
one
there.
Knows that though.
It says on his Wikipedia.
He just surfaced somewhere.
He has
just
so many
like,
different origin stories. He's like he's like the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Like, wait, no. Fuck. He's like the
Bye Bye
Man. That's the worst name for a horror movie
man.
Of all time.
Comedian Wes Haney has a great bit about going on a blind date with the Bye Bye Man.
Oh man, that movie looks like it looks like it sucks, and it also looks like it would scare the shit out of me. Because like, what scare really is?
What if it's about a bi man who just says like bye?
The bye bye man.
bye man.
Somebody make that poster. I wish we had loyal fans.
Speaking of boogeyman, Tommy, did you see they're making a Slender Man movie?
Beware the Slender Man on HBO Films. Yeah, I saw it.
Are you like a Slender Man?
I have multiple friends.
I'm a Slender fan, yeah.
I have multiple friends who have like who've been Slender on this Nation? Podcast. Oh, God.
We just call it by Dur Nation. We're all idiots.
You a Dur head? I have multiple friends who have like lost their minds to Slender Man. Like gone down the rabbit hole to where they're not like people anymore. Like one's Josh Murphy, the other one's my guy Tommy McNamara. Yeah. They just lost their all like Murphy like couldn't sleep anymore after you might know.
It's
I mean,
not that fucking it's just
if
like
you no, he would watch videos on YouTube and it was like fan fiction shit. But yeah. It's really scary and he would be like he would just stay up and stare at it. And then he killed a bunch of people. It's really fucking up in the woods.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like this has less to do with Slender Man and just like an undiagnosed.
Yeah, he also watched, like, now that I think about it, he also watched that video of that lady stomping grapes. Lost his mind.
Staring at it.
Just something about the internet in general sets him off.
Yeah. That's all those like, it's, but that's all like, that's like creepypasta shit, you know? Those are all fun and scary, but like I don't like. It's just like a tall man.
Well, to me, it's like anything on that. I don't look at. I've never seen the internet. I don't like these net heads.
Fair enough.
These what?
These net heads. I'm not into them. I don't. I've never looked at the internet in my life.
Oh, really?
I think it's the devil, man.
First ever Mormon podcast.
Net heads. That's why I don't like cafeterias either.
Tom has a laptop, but the only thing on it is that space pinball game.
Man, that game was sick. Yeah, honestly, that's what computers should be.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys have the, like, do you guys play fucking Bugdom and Nanosaur?
Fuck no. Oh, what? I played Nanosaur?
Hell yeah.
Nanosaur sucked.
Tommy looks furious.
I've never heard of any.
Nanosaur was so bad. In reality, I played that in, like,
is it a
MK
dinosaur that's a grandma?
Yeah. Well, no, it's a,
you're
it's
like a dinosaur, or are you a person?
You're a dinosaur. You're like a you're a dinosaur with like a headset
you're
on.
Like a lame dinosaur.
It was they were the games that came for free on IMAX.
Yes,
so like, that was the one game you could
there
play.
There was one
if you're
other
like
one that
computer
was like,
time at your
you had
school.
Like a gun, and I totally forgot about these games. It was I can't remember what it's called, but you had like a machine gun, and it was very hard, and you could like portal around a little bit. It was. I want to say it was called like
I feel like I might remember
Solitaire. I had a vivid imagination. <back then. laughs> I was like the Ace of Spades. That's like a machine gun. No, there was there was those IMAC games that I loved. Moment of silence for
Nanosaur.
What an awful game. It was so bad.
You didn't know better then.
You were just like running in open land, but the land wasn't good. To me, some would call it a land before time.
Yeah, but that's like the those games are the ones where it's like it's because you're playing in school. They could be dog shit, but you're like
that's true.
Sneaky. So you're like these are the best.
I used to play Number. Some kids in school played a game called Number Munchers.
Yeah,
do you have that? We had Carpet Munchers in high school. It was really fucked up.
It's like your internship. That's what you're like. That's what you got credit for.
I had a really weird school system.
Did y'all play Snood? I was a Snood guy.
Oh, Snood's good. Yeah.
Played Snood like years after.
What's
the fact.
Snood?
Snood was basically like it.
Is that like snuff?
yeah. It was one of those.
Dude snuff.
It was one of those games you like shot, you matched up faces, and it was one of those games
it
was like
Tetris-y.
Free. Yeah, it was like free, and then they begged you to pay like a dollar for it, and
which
no
ended
one
up
would do
being
it.
Ahead of its time because that's every iPhone game.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. iPhone games.
I loved Oregon Trail, obviously. I think that's like the main one everybody played.
I never had the patience for Oregon Trail. I've never finished.
Fucking millennials. I'm tired of it, man. Oh, I don't have time. Our forefathers had to actually do that shit. Yeah.
I don't
you
know.
Think
I
Oregon Trail
is
a fucking
so
game, man.
Involved.
Yeah, there was a lot of reading.
And. Resource management. I don't know. I couldn't stand
it's kind of crazy that they haven't made like a modern Oregon Trail game. Like where
Portlandia.
The only Oregon Trail I care about is the road to Bridgetown. That's only for comics, pretty much. There's a comedy festival called Bridgetown. I'd like to perform at it.
Yeah, just explain Bridgetown. Read some of the Bridgetown websites so we get some
read
content.
Read some of my rejection emails.
They say you were a rejection email? That's nice.
No, they did not. You liar.
I get handwritten letters.
They say you have syphilis or whatever. you have died of bad comedy. You have died of straight white male perspective.
It's just, and then 400 pounds of buffalo.
500
meat
comedians
too.
Listen to this episode. So that gets the respect it deserves.
But I mean, if you're
Charlie did Bridgetown, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Let's put him.
I did it. It's fucking this side of the table. Yeah, looking good.
Yeah.
The Bridgetowns over here.
Great. I mean, if you're.
There's a literal divide in the table now.
I mean, if you're in Portland sometime between, what, January and June? Check out Bridgetown. That's my plug.
I want. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's I was at Helium. I did. Oh yeah, I haven't. Did I talk about Portland since I've been?
No, I don't think so.
There was a I have a good time in Portland. There was 2 inches of snow. It shut the whole city down.
The average man penis. Yeah.
You talking about a macro penis?
Macro.
Shut the city down. So I went and did this bar show with a lot of the comics. Very sweet. This one comic went up and did an impression of what comedy in the Midwest is like. And it was literally, it was like,
did
not
it start
ironic,
comics in the Midwest be
not
like?
Not ironic at all. He was like, oh, do you like corn? And I was like, oh my God, get fucked. It made me, it was so condescending. It made me so, he was, and it was like, Ron Funches. Do you believe that? No, I'm just kidding. No, he's great. All the Portland comics I know, I love, but this one guy is like an open micer, and it was so condescending. It made me so mad. I was just sitting there boiling, like, fuck these people. And then they were all very sweet to me, and I loved them all. And,
just mad you couldn't do your corn bit.
Oh, yeah. Y'all ever eat corn? It is weird, honestly.
Just
corn.
Just doing the back angrily.
Can we
crossing
talk about
stuff out on
Let's
your
talk
list.
About corn.
Let's talk about corn. Let's talk about porn. Let's talk about you and
porn. That's right. Welcome to Corn Corner.
With Jonathan from Corn. If I remembered his last name,
Jonathan
be a
Davis?
Poll. That's it. That's the
oh,
one.
Shit.
Yeah.
Corn Talk.
How come none of the letters in his name were backwards? Yeah. Like
wait
the R in Corn.
Wait a second. Is this an episode of Corn on the Pod?
Oh, wow. The guy who doesn't know the difference, who has a podcast about corn but doesn't know the difference between them and all the other nu metal bands.
I like the idea that they use the ooh-wah as like there's like signing in and out of like sponsored things. Like, all right, we'll be right back after this message. Ooh-wah.
That's their bumper.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That's so like corn is so fucking good that like that a group of adults like drew a name and were like and then flipped the R and were like perfect.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
K-O-R-N, pretty cool, but wait a second.
Oh man, just imagine your kid being into corn and you're like, please don't. And they're like, what, is it too hardcore for you? And you're like, no. It's like, that's not the reason at all.
I remember
all.
When
it's
I was younger
lame.
Listening to corn on Halloween and thinking that was really cool. Like, I'm listening to a scary band.
Wait, did they write the Monster Mash?
You're like, just Tommy on Halloween listening to corn, just eating only those like orange and black Halloween M&Ms.
Just. Dips in hot sauce to be hardcore.
Yeah,
this candy corn's too sweet
I
for
just
me.
Love that Tommy just called corn a scary band.
You know,
I feel like there are Slipknot legitimately scared me.
They look scary.
They're very the
scary.
Right?
They're yeah, spooky. They had scary masks, and I didn't like them. Eminem used to scare me too.
Just music, yeah. I said this at like a mic. I'm not sure. Fucking, it's not a bit, but like
here we go. No.
But like,
no. Let's introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, Eli Udin.
Eli Udin. Everybody might know me as Tommy, Good Tommy, Strong. No, but I'd never really listened to Eminem. Just like I never liked his voice that much. I didn't like listen. I like recently in the last year listened to the early like Marshall Mathers. It's fucking disgusting.
It's
like
disgusting.
Crazy.
I used to love it.
I will say, so I'm conflicted on this because one, I do have the nostalgic view of it, but also going back and listening to some of it, what was good about it, because it was good. Like there's something inherently good about it because you have to be like, why did so many people fucking latch onto this? And it's not like they were all radio hits. He had like a few radio hits.
Yeah.
But the rest of them were just people love those fucking albums.
And they're 18-track albums, too.
Yeah, they're long albums.
Yeah, but there's skits in there. You got skits.
Yeah, you got those skits. That's true.
There's still like 15-track albums.
So we should put out a comedy album with skits just also. Skits. Like
that's
a joke
so
and then a skit in between two
people
jokes.
Do that, though. I think that I've heard that. Like
Joe
Nick
Mandy
Swartzen
did that,
did
like...
That.
He put out like a comedy mixtape, I think, with skits.
That's
in it.
Really funny that there's. That's funny.
There's
I
think
like
you should have your comedy
that's
album,
my new segment.
And then like
that's
every
funny.
Every fifth track on your album, they should play a rap song.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Break it up. What was I gonna say? No, so there was something inherent. The good thing about Eminem was that he was doing something that nobody was really doing, which was one white trash rap. That wasn't a thing, really. I mean.
Not
like you, maybe you could say Beastie Boys, but I don't think they were trash. Really.
No, but not
they were
like
rich
that.
Kids a little bit.
They weren't like white trash.
They were like punk, kind of.
Yeah, they were more punk than anything.
Yeah, and Eminem was clearly trash. You know, like obviously Michigan. You know these Michigan fucks. they're fucking trash. But he was saying stuff that was so absurd. And I think, not that he was the first absurdist rapper, but he was saying things that were so crazy and talking about fucking people and being fucked and, like, all this gay imagery, but he was also seemingly homophobic at the same time.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
It really contains multitudes. Marshall Mathers.
Yeah, he's got a
complicated
lot going
boy.
On.
He's and my favorite rap lyric of all time.
What's that?
He goes on.
I'm Slim
Can you
Shady,
bring me
yeah,
up?
I'm the real Slim Shady, that's it.
All right, I'm buzzing, Dirty Dozen, Naughty Rotten Rhymer, cursing at you players worse than Marty Schottenheimer.
Ooh.
It's a great line.
I have no idea who Marty Schottenheimer is.
Oh, he was the head coach of the San Diego Chargers.
Oh. You mean the LA Chargers.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
I think that's my least favorite rap lyric.
I think my favorite rap lyric is... Hey, my name is Tupac, and I'm here to say.
Don't shoot me today.
Wow,
don't
good.
Shoot me, please.
Don't shoot me, Big A.
Big A.
It's short for Biggie.
Oh, okay.
No, I loved Tupac, and Tupac probably has my, probably Unconditional Love might be my favorite.
There's Young Thug has like one of my favorite of recent memory on like his newest album where he just goes, your mama, she wet like a boat. And that's it. Because it's like, you're like, that's dumb. But then you're like, it's not wrong. It's
like, boats are wet.
Boats are wet as hell. And on the bottom, it makes a lot of sense.
You fact checked? Yeah.
There's a line. I don't love this.
Are boats wet?
I love
Where
part
are
of
they
the song.
Wet? What part?
Boat out of water.
On the Jamie XX album, there's a line.
The Jamie XX Experiment Kennedy album?
I loved the... wait, was that what it was called? The Jamie X... Beer?
It was definitely not called the Jamie X Kennedy.
What the fuck was that called? It was called like, I think about this. I used to think about this. As a kid, I watched that show all the time. The
Jamie Kennedy. I think it was just called the
Jamie Kennedy
Experiment.
Oh, yeah. That's
Experiment
right.
with
that's
an
it.
X.
Then you got X.
Hyphen.
Yeah. Pyramid. Yeah. That's it.
Do you think Jamie Kennedy still like hates Ashton Kutcher? I feel like he
probably
has a real grudge against Ashton Kutcher.
I feel like Jamie Kennedy hates everyone. He's such a douche.
I feel like Jamie Kennedy hates himself most of all.
Yeah, I feel like his emotions are just gone.
Have you guys watched his documentary, Heckler?
Oh,
it's about any time Tommy's ever done a set.
I saw that movie about his mom, Jackie.
It's so
people
bad.
Forget that Jamie Kennedy is a
Jackie
Kennedy.
Kennedy's
I mean,
mom.
He's a legitimate Kennedy.
He
he's
was
the
in
black
the
sheep of the
he
family.
He was in the car.
It was actually part of the. That's where the Jamie.
The magic bullet was an. It was an experiment.
Yeah, that's why the Jamie Kennedy experiment got canceled. It was assassinated. JFK. And you know the insurance company had a fit. That's right. Imagine somebody finally comes out with a picture of like the grassy knoll and like and it zoom like enhances and it's just Jamie Kennedy with a sniper rifle.
Dallas's most wanted.
X with his arms.
John F. Kennedy had heckled him at a show when he decided to really make it personal. Yeah. Jamie XX though on the album on the song Good Times where it's like I know there's gonna be good times. It's
sing
great
more
song.
Of it if you
a little
sing
bit,
the whole
yeah,
song.
I gotta
good times. It's on the 2K soundtrack. That's why I got into it. But it's really good song. Anyway, I hadn't heard the full song, and I liked that album, and so I went back and listened to it. And I always skip past that part or that song. There's one line on the.
I think I know what it is.
There's a rap line where it's a guy saying he wants to be carried around in your pussy like a stroller.
Yeah, a stroller.
It's so weird. It made me laugh so I was on the train, but it made me laugh so hard. I had to like stop for a second. What the fuck?
Stop the train.
Stop the train. Don't tread on me, Mill.
That dude's just genuinely like a weird dude. Young Doug. I read like a GQ did a profile on him, and he gets like nutrients pumped into him by IV because he does not enjoy eating.
Oh, he just doesn't like to eat.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't like to eat.
Oh, young thug doesn't like to eat his vegetables. Sounds like
that's
the young
dream.
People I know.
That's why I'm a comedian, because like I want to get rich and famous so I can afford to not eat.
Yeah.
I hate food. It's such a nuisance. Food and sleep. If I could do without, oh my God, I'd be...
You don't like sleep?
I hate it.
Sleep's
I hate
the
food
king.
And I hate sleep. It's a waste of time.
I
want to be productive.
Feel you on sleep.
Yeah. 8 hours of every day devoted to
eight hours.
Still.
Think of how much jacking
about 12.
You can do.
Let's get
six to 12 hours every day.
I used to only sleep like 4 hours a night pretty consistently.
Yeah.
And now I feel like shit for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like you're never going to catch up.
Like for a long part of my life, I slept like 3 to 4 hours a night.
That's like the amount of sleep where you start being somebody like sees spiders and also like is about conspiracies a lot.
Are you telling me you're not a spider?
Everyone's spiders forever.
I had you on the podcast because I thought you were a talking spider.
You think you're in a doctor's office being like, yeah, I haven't been getting a lot of sleep. You're just in a McDonald's.
If you're not a
spider. Pile of McNuggets shaped like a person. It's like, yeah, I don't know.
If you're not a spider, then why am I so into your web presence?
Oh.
College humor.
It would be great to see a stand-up lineup where one of the person's credit is eight-legged freaks.
You guys seen the Sci-Fi Channel classic Ghost Spiders? No. There's one called Ghost Spiders, and they clearly just like don't have the CG for spiders. Like
it's spiders
just,
who don't text you back.
It's just they're just in a like a snowy forest, and then it's just actors being like, "Ah, ghost spiders!" And there's nothing
you
on
never
screen.
See what they're scared of.
Yeah, they're just like, "Oh no!" I think they like had enough budget to CGI them like once, like coming out of cloaking,
and then
they're just like, "Trust us, they're there." The rest of the time.
And then they try and act like it's an artistic choice.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's like Cloverfield. It's scary if you don't see it.
They never show the spiders.
And it's got one of the fucking London brothers in it. Like Jeremy and what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
You know, from Out Cold? Out Cold is a funny movie.
I love Out Cold.
Underrated good movie.
Yeah. That's like a movie you watch on sleepovers.
I'm glad we can all admit this out loud, because I feel like I've always been afraid to say, no, it's a good movie.
What's that?
Out Cold is funny.
Yeah.
Victoria Silvstedt's in there. You know,
is that a person?
As a young boy. Victoria Silvstedt? Yeah, she's like a Swedish. She's like a model from. I think she's Swedish. She is like one of those women that's like when you're like a horny teenage boy, you're like that's the pinnacle.
Yeah.
And then you like
she
become
was
an adult of any
daughter.
Sort, and you're like you like look like you're gonna pop. Like, it's like not even. It's just like a caricature. Yeah, it's like what a 12-year-old boy would draw if you were like draw the hottest woman you could think of.
Yeah.
And then there's that dude. I mean, there's a great joke in there. I don't remember that dude hasn't done anything else. The guy whose name is Pigpen in it, and that's like a great classic joke where they try to. They're like doing the drug test, and they're like, "Do you need a drug test?" He's like, "I don't need to take a test to know
joke.
I do drugs."
Yeah.
And then he goes in there and he just takes his shit in the pee cup and carries it out.
Oh, I think about that.
That was the height of comedy.
All the time,
still the height of comedy.
Anytime
I
ever
I mean, you've seen some
think
of these
about
guys?
Drug tests at all, I think about Pigpen shitting in
Who
that cup.
Do you guys have like a weirdest young like celebrity crush you had when you were younger? I was like obsessed with Christina Ricci.
That's such a weird
fuck
one.
Yeah. I was into Christina.
And
you're
I know exactly what it's
it
from.
Casper.
No, it's Aladdin. From the episode of Grey's Anatomy that they showed after the Super Bowl that she was the guest star of, where there was a bomb in the hospital. And for some reason, I was just like literally staring at the screen like, that is the love of my life. Like,
Christina Ricci?
Christina Ricci's in that episode. And for some reason, I was like enchanted by her.
Dude, I had two. One, Harriet the Spy, I was fucking super into. No, she ended up being in Eurotrip, and she had a bikini scene.
Yeah. Oh, Michelle
she
makes
out with her boy. Or
let's,
her
just
brother,
say,
right?
let's just say, let's just say, yeah, she does.
Spoiler alert.
Let's just say, I was triggered sexually by that.
That's what
man,
that
I
means,
can almost
right?
remember.
Yeah.
It's like Michelle.
That's
yeah,
you
I remember
get a boner,
Eurotrip.
Right? That's what I think being triggered means. Yeah, all these liberals are always fucking horny as shit, man.
Tom's got his turnoffs and his triggers.
Yeah, yeah. Tom's turnoff corner.
Ooh, do you have
talking
any more?
Spiders for one. What was I gonna say?
Who was your second?
Oh, the other one was Matilda.
What? Mara Wilson.
Mara Wilson.
See? Matilda Swinton.
But she, Tommy's well, I guess been kicked you were off also the podcast. Very young, huh?
No, no, no.
Tommy
now.
Was just dragged out of the room by police.
No, not Mara Wilson. Matilda. Yeah, no, when I was a kid, because I was like her age, I think.
That's
I think
not
she's
like the only.
Age.
She's yeah, she's about, she's like around our.
Yeah, but no, the literary character, Matilda. Yeah,
I hate to tell you this. She's a LGBT person. You got no chance.
Yeah, but not Matilda.
Oh, Matilda's not.
I'm talking about Matilda as
he
a kid.
The
I'm not into
girl.
Mara Wilson.
You're into a child witch.
Yeah. It's all about the supernatural abilities.
Dude,
with Tom.
Child witches. Smart children.
Tom's just photoshopping witch hats onto porn.
Oh, this is gross. Oh, there it is.
I couldn't think of other fucking kid stars. Fuck.
What?
Any like other like little kids in TV or whatever. Shit.
How about Beans from Even Stevens?
Beans.
I had a friend who looked just like Beans.
He's my go-to for a
I had a friend. His name was Andy Fleener. He looked just like Beans. You know what we used to call him as a kid?
Beans.
Beans! We called him that.
That's got to suck to look like Beans and also not be on television.
Yeah, Beans also still
like
looks
Beans.
Like Beans.
Yeah.
Have you seen Beans recently?
Yeah, he looks like
Have you seen Beans?
He's aged
Have you
3 years.
Have you seen Beans? If you don't know Beans, you are Beans.
One friend is Beans. And if you don't
Everybody's
don't know
got
Beans,
that one friend.
You're Beans.
Who's Beans?
Yeah. Look to your left, look to your right. If neither of those people are Beans, I got
Yo
some
beans.
Bad news for you.
Yo, Beans!
You might be Beans.
You might be Beans if you were on a show with an alt-right lady and a weirdo who's in Sia videos sometimes.
She's all right?
Yeah, she's all right.
Man, I just remembered. I was at, you know, Baby's All Right, the Williamsburg music venue.
Or maybe she's not. I think she
Wait,
is.
Ren?
I think Ren's
Ren
like
Stevens
a,
is alt-right.
I'm pretty sure she's like a Republican. She might
sucks.
Not be alt-right. I think she's just Republican. I got to stop just calling them the same thing, but they are, I don't
What's
know.
The difference?
Tommy is so excited to tell his Baby's All Right story.
No, I'm so mad about what happened still.
Okay,
so I'm walking home from
That's
I'm walking
right
to the
at
train.
Home. Turn on the rage meter.
From
Let's
the
see how high Tommy gets.
In Williamsburger. In Williamsburger, I just said.
That way they didn't let you in.
It's a vegan hamburger.
Good to be here in Williamsburg.
So it's like 12:15 a.m. It's pretty late. And there's a huge line. So I'm like, what's going on? And I make the loser mistake of asking somebody like, hey, who's playing? Which is pretty reasonable, right? Giant line at midnight.
At a burger place?
No, at a concert venue.
Williamsburger.
At a concert venue. Huge line at a concert venue at midnight. I feel like you're pretty fine to ask who's playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes... LMFAO, like as a joke. And then I'm standing there, I'm like, haha. And his friend goes, what'd you tell him? And he turns back and goes, LMFAO. And I'm still standing there. So I just go, I guess I'll go fuck myself. And I walk to the train and they all laugh. And I was like, fuck you guys. He literally, what'd you tell him? And I'm still there. I'm standing 2 feet from them. What'd you tell him?
It sucks that you didn't get to see LMFAO.
You should have just gone in all the way and be like, oh, I love LMFAO.
Oh, I'm sexy and I know it.
It would have been so funny as I walk by the door, I hear shots, 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 shots. Oh, shit.
I really wonder. It would be so funny if it was like Justin Bieber. Like it wasn't anything
better.
Yeah,
someone just as popular. The idiot. Yeah, it was Willa Ford.
It's just like absolute nothing. He's like, oh, before you're like what? Like peeking the door, and it's just like a fat man dancing on stage.
There's no music.
Yeah, just silently. Just sweating it out. You're like, oh, okay.
That is art.
They're post music.
Dancing to nothing.
Yeah.
just going for it. And it is, he is called LMFAO. He's like mad that they stole him.
It's LMFAO, but it's spelled out phonetically. Yeah. Like if you were to, if
is
that wasn't
you can go to LMFAO Schwartz. I don't know what that could be a riff of, but there's a star
I
there.
Love that new, I love that new show on
Toys. 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 Toys.
Show on
toys.
Netflix. LMF. AO?
Did you
is
watch that?
Is it OA or AO?
I think it's OA. I never watched it.
Oh,
I think it's the OA. I heard it's great.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it's very Stranger Things-y, right?
Is that? I've heard that too.
It's something.
I got super high and I was like, I'm going to start
Get
a
the
new
fuck off my podcast. Yeah, we're an anti-drug.
Can you bleep that out? I got super poop.
Oh, shit. But I started watching. I was like, I'm going to watch like a new weird show. And I turned on the trailer for it. And like 30 seconds into the trailer, I felt like I was going to have a panic attack. And I was like, okay, this show's too much for me.
That's that was the night of for me. I couldn't do that shit at all. I was just like, I'm going to have a full-on freak out if I watch this. It's just like a guy. Because that's like, we're a little drinky boys here. Uh-huh, we do it. That's like the most terrifying thing. It's like he blacked out and then now he's in jail and he can't remember what happened. I'm like,
yeah.
No. I was like, how about I don't watch this ever?
That's, I mean, I can't watch Black Mirror. I like, that's for me, like, it's such a mental fuck that I was like,
I can watch about one every 2 months.
I can't watch it, but, you know, it sucks. It's heavy-handed as fuck. I don't like it.
Fair enough.
I want to say somebody, technology. What if it's bad? Like,
but
you.
I will say, in their defense, it's better in that format than when it's not science fiction and it's reality. And it's a TV show and it's someone giving like a monologue. Like nowadays, everyone's looking at the phone.
That's true.
And that's so much worse to me.
You know what? You know why I don't like Black Mirror is I'm like, technology's good. Fuck you. Like, I think we get. We have such a guilt in our society about everything that I think, like, some technology's great. I'm glad we have it. It would suck if we didn't have it. I'd be fucked. As a imagine being, like, a comic traveling and you don't have it. It sucks.
Yeah.
Like, being a 90s comic, you had to, like, know
maps
and shit.
Yeah.
They had to call people. They had to mail cassette tapes in
by actual mail,
then call clubs and be like, can I do your, and then they'd have to go and hope that they're not going to get bummed. You could get like a text or an email on your way and be like, oh, I guess I'll turn around 20 minutes into my trip.
Yeah.
But no, they would just get fucked.
Yeah. And I feel like now the older generation, I feel like a lot of, like my grandma, people like my grandpa and grandma and, you know, a lot of older people,
they'll say
things that are,
we established old Hollywood.
Yeah, they're old Hollywood. Yeah. My name's Tom Hollywood.
Tom Dollywood.
They don't have a lot of room in their brains for tolerance racially, or but that's because all that room is taken up by maps. You know, like they had to memorize streets and shit. We have room in our brains.
When
we all got to lose change in our brains.
Space from maps.
When we drove
the human
up
brain
here.
Is 85% maps.
It really is.
Einstein's brain was 100% maps.
The reason you only use 10% of your brain at a time is the rest of it's maps. And you only use it one at a time. It's maps and phone numbers, and we don't have to have any of that in there, you know?
You know,
imagine knowing a phone number now. Even 911, I'm like, I'll Google it. I don't have time.
Do you also? I realize that now when I mean to say 911, I say 911 all the time. Like, call 911. I don't mean to. It just, like, slips up. Also, I thought of a fun goof you can do. A listener's, you do. It's just fun. Just take out your phone and go, like, whoa. Like, oh, sorry. Just watch Black Mirror. Can't look at this thing. Turns out it's bad.
Also, the thing about Black Mirror is it's like you could make that about literally any technology right now, except Black Mirror is just focusing on the one bad instance where that technology fucks somebody. What about all the other happy people in the background enjoying that technology?
People also are acting like some of the stuff, like I see people ranting and they're like, these millennials expect people to get food delivered to their door and rides from wherever. It's like, yeah, that's delivery food and taxis. Yeah. It's been around for so long.
Always
like,
been around.
I'm not lying in my bed like, oh, why isn't anyone delivering food? Paying money for a service.
Yeah,
like, I worked my ass off for this money.
Right?
I can do whatever the fuck I want with it.
Yeah, I worked my ass off in the escape room. Charlie works in an escape room.
Oh, do you?
Right now
I'm
not working
my
ass off
down the fields. I mean,
you know,
the escape room.
You should do like a Black Mirror one where you're like, your phone's the real escape room.
Oh, shit.
How about Facebook escape room?
Oh, man. This has been a great time, guys. We haven't done sponsors even yet.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Sponsors.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. How do you feel about it, Tommy?
We gotta get paid, man.
I gotta get the sponsors app out. I'll bring sponsors right here.
We got sponsors right here. We don't even have to work for sponsors anymore. They just come straight to us. Here's a sponsor for your punk asses. Michelle Pfeiffer's windshield wipers.
Oh, that's nice.
Rain will never make contact with your
Jodie Foster was in Contact.
I didn't write the copy, Tommy. They send it to me. I read. I shill for them a little. Yeah.
I don't think the best is that I think you were laughing too far away from the mic, so it sounds like we all just went silent for like 30 seconds. But it was just Tom really enjoying it.
Your windows will be protected by Charlie's Angels. What the fuck did Michelle Pfeiffer do? Oh,
she was Catwoman.
Batman won't be returning. To that's a stretch, but anyway, yeah.
There's a real good chance that you're just imagining all three of us.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought of one. You guys gotta get a.
Wait, you thought of one? Did you have a sponsor? You can't just think of sponsors. Do you are you sponsored by them?
I'm sponsored by that. All right, you know. Lost track. Okay.
I thought of them as
you remembered.
I said I thought of them fondly as my sponsor. Go, oh, nice of them.
Oh,
to sponsor this podcast. Yeah, it was Nikki Glaser's Tricky Tasers.
What the fuck? Nikki Glaser's sponsoring you?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I came on this podcast to let you know. Like. they're tasers. They're real hard to use. Dangerous. A lot of buttons, and most
of
them hurt you.
That's
so,
probably
yeah.
good that they're tricky.
Tricky tasers.
Those sounds like they're not safe.
What'd you say? Oh.
Bold for edit.
That was a pretty good joke.
That was good. That's
for when it's a taser for if a burglar takes the taser from you.
Mm-hmm.
Then
yeah.
they slip up and then they shot.
Yeah, that's how you don't even use it. You just go, you know what, you tase me. And then they go, oh, all my pleasure. And then they, you know, die. And then then you're in jail. So Nikki Glaser's Tricky Taser.
Cheers.
Ziggy Zoggy Ziggy.
Dan Licata.
Dan Licata, check out his video. Yeah.
Charlie,
he's
do you
so
have
funny.
One?
Excuse me, yeah. My sponsor is Two Girls, One Cuck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's when Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton make me cry, and you get to call in and listen to it over the phone.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
You told me about the spot. I didn't know about this. If I had time to
are
think
you
about
coming
it.
At me?
You were more surprised by the choice of political figures in the Cuck.
I don't know,
because
Cuck is very political right now.
Right.
That's true.
Right,
that's
right,
very true.
Right,
that's
right.
Very true.
Tommy, did I ask you?
I had one. I actually got this at the Museum of Moving Images. It's Marty Scorsese's Party for Ladies. And Martin Scorsese puts on a party for all the women of the world once a year, and we're sponsoring it. And
you're sponsoring them, so this is you guys are in for a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of an insider trading Wolf of Wall Street type of thing. But he's showing all of his female-oriented movies, like, fuck, I didn't think these through. Taxi Driver, who's not that good at directions.
See, and you had prep time.
And,
we recorded one earlier. Bitchy
Streets.
You're
making
me.
And,
you're gonna come at my co-host.
And Good Ladies.
I just got forgot another hot sponsor for the
pod.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Go ahead and get yourself some Jeff Ross's chest gloss.
Oh, man.
Just get
that. Shine that
yeah,
shine
get
that
sternum shiny.
Have it as shiny as his bald head.
Whoa.
Roasted the Roastmaster.
You don't roast the Roastmaster. That's the Roastmaster that's really insecure about it. No!
Oh, shit, we have another one. It's Charlie Rohr's Farley Horrors. It's people don't know about Chris Farley's collection of horror films. Unreleased.
Oh, horror. I thought you said horrors.
Yeah, it's mostly footage of his degrading body in the grave.
Wait,
it's a bad sponsor.
I actually found a new one. It's,
oh, shit.
Yeah. I just got text about it. It's called Tom Takar's Mom Bazaars. And these are bazaars in the traditional sense, where all the moms gather. And it's actually the same weekend as Marty Scorsese's Party for Ladies. So all the women are going to be at one of these two events. And they're either going to be talking about movies or half-Indian comedians.
You're not going to believe this.
I know.
We have another sponsor.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It's a Tommy Max Bomby Hacks. It's his comedy special. It's a comedy collection.
It's a reality show where you all live in one house
It's a bunch of comedians doing material about airline food.
We do have one more sponsor.
Oh, shit.
This is called, it's Tom Allen Bombs Fallon. It's your future late night set.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how you
Tom
doing?
Allen? Oh, thank you. I got Fallon in this reality. I'll take it.
I forgot. Actually, dude, one more sponsor.
You're
actually
kidding.
Another podcast, which is, you know, I hope that's right with everybody. It's Ethan Hawke's Season Talks. Comes out 4 times a year.
Oh, okay.
He discusses how the weather's changing and how pretty the leaves are.
Is it like a preview or an overview?
Yeah, it's both.
It's a lot like Boyhood.
Like, yeah, it took him 12 years to make the podcast. Hey, Rich,
you
let's
get the signature
later.
Ethan Hawke Season Talks headphones have little goatees on both.
We have one more. In addition to our sponsors, sometimes fans of the podcast send in sponsors.
Oh, nice. Sometimes fan of the podcast.
John Rosenberger.
Is he
from
Williamsburg?
Williamsburg, of course.
Williamsburger, yeah.
I've heard of Williamsburger, but Rosenberger? I liked this one a lot. Oh, my God. You know what's funny? John Rosenberger sent in Young Pope's tongue soap. I swear I thought of that on my own as well.
Wow.
On the last episode, I said Young Pope's tongue soap. I swear I thought of that on the train for 20 minutes.
This is going to be the controversy this
podcast
needs.
That's so funny. So, all right, I'm going to attribute that to him. He also said Young Pope's tongue rope. The one that I liked, he sent me like several, but the one I really liked was Jonah Hill's Bona Pills.
Your bona's gonna be super bad.
Got ED? Get help.
I love that as our slogan.
No, they make your dick get really fat and skinny back and forth.
Guys, we're at an hour. We can quit now, but I also I have one more game for us to play real
fast.
Let's
do it.
Not that we've played any. So this is a movie game. As you guys know, I am famous from Doug Loves Movies. And
oh my God.
Are we just gonna play the Leonard Maltin game?
Yeah,
and start doing it.
No, this is so. As you know, there are several films that are named very specific. They're named what they are, basically. Like examples are Man on a Wire. Like that's about a guy walking on a wire. And then
Man on Wire.
I think that's based off Man on Wire.
No, I'm talking about Man on a Wire. It's different. and Zach and Miri Make a Porno. They just tell you what the movie is in the title. So I took other films that don't have titles like that, and I changed them to just be what the movie is, and you guys have to name
the
what
actual film?
The actual title.
So into this.
Okay.
That's
good shit.
So, I don't even know what this one. Oh, here's one. Dog is a jerk and a hero at the same time.
Air Bud?
No.
Beethoven?
That's it.
Tight.
Tight.
You're going to get all the dog ones.
Alien befriends child?
E.T.?
Yep, E.T. Wow, Tommy's
slacking.
That
one was not hard.
They're not hard. That's I'm describing the movie.
It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be fun.
Okay. White people live their dreams in Los Angeles, California.
Is that La La Land?
That's La La Land.
I didn't even see it. I don't want to. I found out. I did want to see it, and then I found out that Ryan Gosling's character's name is Seb.
Oh, that's right.
All out.
Oh, shit.
I was going to say Crash.
I've known people named Sebastian.
So you're a child bride?
Yeah, that's my child bride. I got texted
on
fast.
A play school like Fisher Price.
Here's another one.
Texting live on the air.
I've heard of.
Yeah, read it so we can.
We've all heard
you
of hero dreams of sushi, but rat dreams of cooking?
Fuck you.
Wait, that's supposed to be the name of a movie?
Rat,
if you were going to name that movie,
no,
you would
rat
name
dreams
it.
Of cooking. Name the movie, you piece of
I
shit.
Don't know it. Ratatouille.
There it is.
Tommy's on the board.
All right, we all have one.
Board.
All right, no, so this is the one to win.
Winner take all.
Sorry, one
winner
second.
Text all, Marlon.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is a great one. Family falls for Bigfoot.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Hendersons.
I'm going to give that to Eli.
Yeah, he started it first.
I think Eli's the winner.
All right,
these are just descriptions of the movie.
Yeah, that's Zach and Miri make a porno. It's very easy.
How about asshole podcast host ruins episode?
Stop pushing Aaron? Your...
Supposed to be movies, not TV shows.
Please get Mark Maron's number, call him, and just try to play this game with him. Like, no warning. It feels like you're just pushing a failed Kickstarter on us. Like, new game.
I mean, he's pitching it was a card pretty game fun.
I mean, the game is basically this name is a cards. Movie based on the synopsis of that movie.
I'm not. I didn't. When did I say it was a hard game? It's a speed game. You slow pieces of shit.
Speed game.
I thought spiders were supposed to be fast, Eli.
You guys ever play Rock, Paper, Scissors? It's kind of a speed game.
What the fuck? All right, guys. That's going to do it for this episode of Girls Night. I have to make a call. thank you to my guests, Eli, Yudin, Charlie, Roarer, and my co-host, Tommy McNamara.
Hey.
Check out Tommy at Tommy McNam. Charlie, you are at...
At Charlie Roarer.
At Charlie Roarer. Eli, you are Eli at Spider-Man.
at Spider-Man that hoe. really, I'm holding on to it for
that's
years.
That's where you tie her up with your sperm. with a rope made of your semen.
I do. Before no,
it's like... What it is it's every time I come, it's like that scene in Spider-Man where he first shoots Webb and it just hangs off his ceiling and he's like, whoa, that's me every... You can end the podcast right before.
since you just plugged Tommy's Twitter, I wanted to mention, because he just tweeted, I think today, every podcast guest's dream is to be a podcast host, and look at him now.
That's
been
true.
Bumped up to co-host.
He was just ruminating on that.
Well, guys...
Nice day.
It's been fun. Is there anything else you want to plug? This is probably going to come out on Monday.
No.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a good girls' night. I'll be in Austin this weekend and Canada, Vancouver the next. And on, I'll be on an episode of Stop Podcasting Yourself soon that hopefully is fun. I'm very excited. I love that podcast. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.